Throughout the early childhood years, there are opportunities for every child's potential to blossom and for a lifelong love of learning to begin. Welcome to Lilio. Our solutions for center management, family engagement, teaching and learning, and professional development have impacted countless educators, children, and families. We stand as a symbol of quality and commitment to early childhood education, with the belief that early educators have the power to change children's lives and ultimately the world. Lilio, the building blocks for high-quality childcare. Learn more at www.lilio.com.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Lemonada.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
Friends and family.
Are we back? Wait.
Quiet I on mean, set, Christopher!
That, I wanted to start with that. That was amazing. Friends and family, welcome back. Working
Yay!
On it.
Hey, look at us. We're back. It's been so long.
I have tights on.
Yes, you do. Stand up. Take a bow. Show them the ass. He's been working out with us. Oh, my. Look at that. And he's single. The whole world knows it.
Yeah, dude. You know, yeah. Okay. So, right. yeah, TikTok, it's a new surprise. Every time you do a red carpet,
you're
I get a lovely, lovely surprise.
I'm just trying to find you love.
I understand. You know, my friend Gilbert, shout out Tiger Belly. He's like, wow, isn't that, that's pretty awesome. She does that, but isn't that embarrassing?
It's not embarrassing.
And he made me think about, I didn't think it was. And then he made me think about, I'm like, fuck, is it embarrassing? I can't decide.
No.
Thoughts. What do
you're
you think?
You're in your head, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in
you're
my head.
Insecure.
No, I'm secure.
You're insecure.
I'm secure.
No, you're very insecure. It's okay. Remember in high school I was your wingman?
Yeah.
I'm always your wingman, my guy.
That's true.
Until we find the love. You have a weird thing on the top of your head there.
Oh, it's my headband.
Fix it. Speaking of that, I'm about to go do Drew Barrymore in New York City. I'm going to co-host with her and sing a tune. Also, Drew Barrymore heard you're in town with me. And would love to do a segment with
I've already said yes. How
so
could you say yes on my behalf? What is this segment? If it's anything like Chris Olsen, I'm going to...
You got to date Drew Barrymore.
Excuse me?
She is single.
Okay.
And I think she'd be a fun time.
All right.
You know what I'm talking
Sign
about.
Me up. Here we go. We'll talk about the segment later. I don't know. What Chris Olsen did, God bless him.
It's not going to be that because they were like, we can't find ladies this fast, this turnaround. It's just going to be something where you're in the audience.
I mean, I'm sure they could for like Drake, but I guess I, you know.
Right. They're going to do something where you're in the audience and we throw it to you and we go, you're single. You. What are you looking
this
for?
This is my nightmare.
That's why I've said yes. So check out the Drew Barrymore episode.
All right, it's all for you. I'm saying you provide me with a beautiful, amazing life. So yeah,
your
I guess I'll sit
in the future is going to love watching these back.
Right.
Oh, he was so sweet and alone and missed me.
All right, working on a pod. Couple updates for you. We are now with Lemonada. Very exciting.
Yay!
Very exciting stuff.
Hey, Lemonada. I have a coffee mug somewhere to prove it. But yes, we've signed with a new team and they are on it. And so this show is about to pop off, about to be very successful. Have a lot of great guests coming up. Oh, yep, proof.
Oh, nice little mug.
You know who signed with them too? Elise Myers, superstar. Ever heard of her? Yeah, TikTok star and has like the biggest podcast of all times. We love her. She'll be on the show. I'll also be on her show. Check that out.
That was perfect.
Thank you.
Also, let's give a little shout out to Revella.
Revella.
Okay, they're going to be our
first ad.
First sponsor of the podcast.
Yeah.
So it's
love them.
Yeah. This next round of working on it, brought to you by Revella. Soon to come. And it's all for hair, so I don't lose my hair, because let's be honest,
we're losing hair.
It's getting
bro.
A little thin. I got a large forehead.
None of
forehead,
this is mine.
So
yes.
We need Revella to step the in and step
helping.
It up.
Yes, I am balding, and that's all right.
It's okay. We still look okay.
It's okay. We look great. How you doing? How you been?
I've been great.
Really? What you doing for reals?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What you been doing, my guy? The world has missed you. You been twitching? You on Twitch?
Yes, still on Twitch, actually. I always try to quit, and they always bring me right back. So twitch.tv/RyanTrainer. Can't escape that. Going to keep doing it, I guess, till I die.
Your big birthday's coming up.
Big 30.
Big 30, big boy.
3-0.
Wow, wow, wooey. And never been better.
I feel great. Yeah, that's true. It feels like
a
nice...
I think this is your year.
Yeah. I'm going to try and do the 20s all over again in my 30s. So
yes.
Delayed start on adulthood, but it's okay. Sober. Here we go.
Sober and looking for love.
Yeah. Been
You're
doing,
not on any dating apps.
No dating apps. No.
Nar.
No.
Don't
still
need
not
it.
Doing that. Sorry, Nick Vile.
It's all right.
Guy was really on my case about
You're
going to
find
apps.
Love the old-fashioned way like I did.
Sure.
Set up.
Yeah. Or in the crowd at Drew Barrymore. All right.
Or it's Drew. She okay. can be my sister. Drew, we love you.
But yeah.
How have I been doing? Thanks
yeah,
for asking.
I was about to ask.
I've been super busy trying to make a baby.
Yeah, you just have a lot more going on than me. It's a little more exciting.
I'm trying to make life.
You're making life, but you know, you drop music.
Oh, and
music.
How have I been doing? I've been peeking, Mitch.
Yeah.
I've been
made
winning.
You look. Everyone's looking. Everyone's
back.
Looking.
Everyone's looking. We're back. I'm thriving. Thank you, Chris Olsen. He's here today. TikTok, love you so much forever and always. They brought back my career. And I love how every article is like trying to hype me up, and they're like, she's up in the charts, but it also follows with, hasn't been here in 7 years.
Yeah,
and
dude,
I'm like, why are you bringing
you've
that
been
up?
You've
like,
been doing it.
I've been here. COVID hit hard. Okay?
But that's fine. It's kind of cool.
Fine.
It's like you've been elusive, even though you haven't been.
Sure.
But it's like, ooh,
I'll
she's
call
been
it a
under.
Comeback.
Yeah, why not?
Fine.
And I downplayed dancing to your music on TikTok. Didn't understand
you would go viral.
What was happening. So I was like, she won't leave me alone. I got to dance. I got to do the dance. And I'm staring at you trying to get it down. It was like the second take. I was like, yeah, fuck it. Throw it up. And you got like 12 million.
That sound will get you a lot of views. Check out that sound. Made you look on TikTok.
Anything is possible.
Anything is
possible.
The goofier, dance.
The goofier you look, the better. The video.
You look fucked up, my guy.
Right. Right.
It's all right.
It's okay.
It's okay. You'll get better.
I think I'll get better.
Okay.
Yeah. And Australia was chill. We'll be back.
Yeah.
And we're going to bring
Hopefully
this podcast
pregnant.
On the road.
Yeah. We're going to Australia. We're going to bring you with us.
Yeah. We tried to do it the first trip. I was like, Megan, I don't want to pack all this stuff because we're not going to record an episode. And you're like, just do it. Stop being a fucking loser. Okay. Packed it all. Didn't record an episode. But this time for sure.
This time for sure. I'm going to have days off.
Yeah. It was just comedy, dude. Carrying that bag. Like,
whatever. Sorry, dude. You never know.
You do never know. But we're definitely going to record.
Yep, we'll be
on the
all
road.
February and March. We'll be there. We will be doing the podcast.
Yeah.
We're
going
to take
wait.
You to Sydney.
And this is our holiday special. I'm in an elf costume. Shout out Will Ferrell. Although, is the movie canceled? Did they cancel that movie?
No, that's not canceled. Everything else is canceled, right? Nope, it's not canceled. We love the elf movie.
We love
it. Is it canceled? Is it canceled? No, it's not canceled.
I'll talk about it after, maybe.
Okay.
Shout out Elf, Will Ferrell. I'm dressed up. Here we go. Holiday special. Let's bring in our guests. Let's get it rolling, huh?
Yeah.
Come on down,
guests. Come on in here. We got a lot of British people here today.
Hi, everyone.
The two besties. Y'all are TikTok lovers. We have to promote this. Stop eating.
I'm sorry. I really didn't know that this was going to happen. I didn't know that.
The holiday special, bitch? I'm not going to have you on here? Of course I'm going to have you on here. God. Ladies and gentlemen. Chris Olsen. And Maddie, what is your fucking last name?
Jepsen.
Maddie Jepsen!
Chris Olsen, Maddie, what is your fucking last name? Jepsen!
Yay!
Do I look pretty enough? Am I camera?
Yay!
Lovely.
Yay!
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 Maddie?
Hello!
Hello!
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
I will say, Christmas in London is... Like, that's when I feel the most Christmas magic.
Yeah, we've been there during the holidays.
It
and
is
it
pretty
was beautiful.
Special. Beautiful.
So, Maddie, listen, I'm going to jump in and out of the accents.
I love
it's
it.
Just
I just
a habit.
I go in and out of American as well.
Yeah, wait, give it
as
to
well?
Us.
As well?
Wait.
Give it to us. Give us your American. Valley, girl.
Okay, I actually have been working on my Valley because you've been helping me.
I've been helping her. She's been trying to help me with my British, but it's not very good.
Really?
What?
Oh.
What do you mean?
I'm Chris Olsen.
I'm Chris Olsen. Olsen.
Olsen.
Megan Trainor.
Megan
Trainor.
All right, give me Valley Girl, Maddie.
Okay. Hello. I'm from the Valley.
Good.
And I'm going to Glendale.
Glendale.
I liked it. I like
I'm
going
to have sugar
great.
Fish.
I love Megan Trainor.
I love Megan Trainor.
Yeah, that's good, right? Bitch. That's good.
Made You Look is my favorite song.
Made You Look is my favorite song.
That's good.
There she is, right? Isn't that good?
Wow.
That was fantastic.
Thanks, guys.
Because where are you from?
I'm from up north. So you're going
yeah, it's okay. Give it.
I'm going up. I'm from up north in a place called Yorkshire.
Is it near Essex?
No. Really far away.
Damn.
And now my family live in Somerset. And now I live in London.
London.
Hell yeah. We grew up on a street called Somerset.
We did.
Nantucket, Somerset Massachusetts.
Road. Oh my goodness.
So we're soulmates.
It's a whole county in England. Do you know what that is?
Yay. A county, you know what that is?
It's like a county.
State.
A little,
Yes, but well, I suppose. We've got counties. So we've got like
a large county. Town.
Like LA County.
It's like an area. No, so we've got like Somerset.
Don't give me some geography test Essex. Right now. I'm going to fail.
Sussex.
Yeah.
Sussex. Essex.
Yeah.
Shoreditch.
That's a place, right?
That's an area. That's just a place in London.
Oh, okay.
It's just a place.
Oh, you're right. That is just a place in London. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Any hoosies. Merry Christmas, you two.
Merry Christmas to you.
What's it like having so many girlfriends?
So many. I have too many.
Me,
I would love to trade one out for a boyfriend
Renee.
At some point.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
you.
Myself.
In the Renee rap.
Me
how do I say
Renee
her name?
Rap. Oh, Renee rap.
Renee
yeah.
Rap? I fucking love her.
Oh, yes.
And
did
my
you
little
watch
cousin
the music
has a
video?
Crush on her. I sent it to her. I saw your snippet that you posted.
Oh, you did.
And I die for you.
Yeah.
That was really improv. So you were in the music video?
It's like what I did for Made You Look.
Yeah.
Honestly, my new thing is just
that's
coming in
thing.
At the end of people's music videos.
Was it the end? I gotta watch the whole. What's the song called?
Too Well by
Too
Renee
well.
Rapp. Stream
she
it.
She is so damn good.
She's so talented.
I started listening to her EP. She popped out, and I was just like, "It's too good. I had to stop."
She's really.
I had to turn it off. I was like, "It's too good. I'm ashamed of myself."
Wait, what? Megan,
the
downfalls
of
being a pop
song,
star.
And I was like, "She's too good.
She is really good.
She's so good.
She's
I'd be
really
honored
good.
If you ever want to work with me. I love you, Renee.
I'm sure she will.
I also like almost named. I want another child, and me and Daryl were like
you and Ryan.
Riley. I say Riley a lot for Daryl. Me and Daryl were like, Renee's a good name, you know?
It is a good name.
It's a gorgeous name.
But then it's like R-R-R-R, you know?
R-R-R.
Because I'm going to have four kids. So it's like, do I do all R's?
R-T, R-T.
Now, R-T. I didn't understand how good of a singer you are, Chris Olsen.
Oh, thanks.
Because of the Made You Look acoustic.
Acapella.
Acapella.
You fucking dumb bitch. It's okay. All my managers were like, the acoustic.
Should we run that back?
No, he fucked it up.
Leave it
the
in.
We're doing an acapella version of that Thank song you. Because our little bathtub acapella moment with Shree popped the fuck off.
75 million views or something like that.
Who's
oh
counting?
God, really?
Crazy.
You sing so too.
She does.
You
we
sing
were
well.
Singing
I've
in the
seen
car
your
yesterday
shit.
Together,
and
like
you were
putting
like, wow.
on all of the Broadway, but also pop stuff, also some of your stuff. She has an unreal voice. She's going to be everywhere. She's going to be
I wish
huge.
You were in the Major League acapella song.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't ask me.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I thought you were just singing for fun. Like, give us a lollipop,
yeah,
lollipop.
So I do my silly singing.
Silly singing.
Lollipop, lollipop. Oh, lolly, 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 lollipop.
Look at that tongue go.
Lolly. Yeah. Like, but
that is a little secret that people...
No, she genuine.
I saw you
voice.
Said you posted to OnlyFriends. I watched it. You sat on that couch and you sang to me, and it was some Broadway thing, which I don't do. I don't know musicals. I don't know Broadway, but Chris is gonna teach me.
I've been trying.
Try well, when?
Trying so. you reject it.
I know. I'm like, wow. I don't wanna hear this.
You don't like
but
it immediately.
You sounded beautiful.
Thank you.
And I was like, oh my god, I didn't know she was actually a singer.
Cause that's funny because really I forget like I am mutuals with.
We're me too,
Megan Trainor.
I look at all
so
your
when
shit
I post something
time.
To my close friends, you're watching that.
And Kyron,
oh my God.
I watch you too. We need to give him a little stool, Mom.
Come on, Kai Kai.
For Kai Kai to come in eventually.
But did we announce when the acapella is going to drop?
It's gonna be out in 3 days. No.
3 days.
Babe, it's gonna be out in 3 days.
December.
And can we mention 8th. The video and everything?
We did a whole
like
music
the whole
video. Yeah, we've been teasing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
December
8th. Yeah.
December 9th.
The 9th, December 9th.
9th
yeah.
is a lucky number of mine.
No, it was very fun.
It's I'm really happy with how I sound on it, but the whole song is definitely in like a higher place than I normally sit. So Megan and I were in that studio and she was like, one more time.
Also, this motherfucker was raised by Broadway. So when I was like,
should we tell them?
What you gonna do?
Like, what are you going to do? She was like, what you gonna do about it? Gone, like cone. And I was like, cone. What are you going to do about it? I was having a tough time.
Christy, we gotta teach swag.
Megan, she got that swag. It's gotta be from our father.
My dad thought he was James Brown for my whole childhood.
No, I mean, it definitely, I've played it for like everyone in my life.
Really?
I played it for Maddie.
What'd you think, Maddie?
Don't tell me off. I loved it. Oh my God.
Don't tell me off.
I loved it so much.
Loved?
Gorgeous.
It's just so
I mixed good. It myself, man.
You did everything yourself. It was insanity. You were so good.
I was stressed.
You are a boss bitch.
Boss babe. I got to show you my studio later today. Yes, you're going to love it.
I'm going to sing it.
Love it.
Love it.
I feel like people just don't know enough because I've been saying this all week, all month, all year. Like people don't understand how good you are at what you do. That it's not like you show up and you sing your lyrics. Like you're doing everything. And I don't think that's that common in the music industry. I think there are definitely a lot of women who do it and there are a lot of musicians in general who do it. But at your level, it would be probably pretty easy for you to just walk in and be like, okay, let me do my part and then I'm going to bed. But you're like in that studio doing it all and it is insane to watch. You're like a mastermind.
Unreal. Come on.
It sounds like my funeral.
I'm not being paid to say this. Yeah. It's from the heart. Like I literally mean it. It's so insane.
Yeah, because he's got to see what you do for the past few months now.
And I just want to show how much I mean it is from Spotify Wrapped. Oh my God. That just came out
so
recently. Because I knew Megan was going to be really high up on my Spotify Wrapped, but I didn't know how high and I didn't know I was going to beat everyone in her life. I listened to her more than anyone has ever listened to her. Megan Trainor.
He's all my streams.
3,472 minutes listened. Top 0.005% of listeners.
Period.
Wow.
I'm in love.
Top
0.005.
Yo.
Holy shit.
My top song was Don't I Make It Look Easy. I listened to it 200 times.
That's a good one, right?
The label managers
were panicking and they were like, should that be the next single after Made You Look? And I was like, well, you already teased it in and out, so now it's confusing. So we're going to write a new one.
And also, I want to let you know that can't be the most because Megan sent me the raw files of the songs before I could even stream them on Spotify. So think about how much more I've actually listened to them.
The raw files.
Damn.
Anyone who doubts that I'm not obsessed with Meghan Trainor, I am very clear. You can't fake the data.
Sorry. For all of you out there who were like, I love Meghan ignoring him on the carpet. Suck my butt. Also, I wasn't ignoring him. I was looking at the cameraman because I was in my job.
You were being present.
And they said, Meghan, you go this way. And then Chris jump in and go together. So that I was looking at the cameras. Okay, right. I was posing.
No one knows how a red carpet works.
What are you, amateurs at home? No, dude. The superstars. We all know it. We set pose. And then we go, okay.
There was also one clip.
You were looking at me like a proud bestie.
Because I am. And there was even one clip where the interviewer really wasn't trying to talk to me. Yeah. And you can notice I slowly like walk my way out because I'm like, I know. I'm not dumb. I'm not going to be like, oh, well, you want to talk about me? Like, it's Megan's moment. So there were times when it was really like, okay, Meghan Trainor, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, my social cues are letting me know I'm not needed here. How do I get away while being vibe and cute?
Everyone's dumb, though. They don't know, like, all us cool young kids on TikTok. Because, right. We should have presented that word together. First of all.
We will.
And then all the interviews, like, you know, they're not, like, TikTok people.
They're figuring it out.
Right. So some of them knew.
Some of them knew.
Oh, shit, Chris Holton. And Chris Holton. Some were like, you know,
who's that? Old. Right.
And I was like, you don't know who's I would go to every interview and I go, this is my best friend Chris Olsen, huge on TikTok. Here we go.
Yeah, she introduced it well. She sure did.
They're like, we know him.
Yeah.
I was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kyron, you want to sit in between them? Sure. Just show your pretty face. Of course. Is your face real?
Hello.
Don't answer that. Come over here.
What?
His face is so gorgeous, like chiseled, like a doctor.
Maddie, what was
holiday special next? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, Maddie, what is your Spotify Wrapped?
Oh, it was It was Beyonce, actually.
Beyonce.
Her new
album. Oh, yeah. So my kiss. Surprise kiss. Don't hurt yourself.
Daryl,
baby Dale, I love you.
This is Kyron.
Kyron!
Say hello.
We all know iconic Kyron. Will you promote your podcast? Because I love watching it on TikTok.
Thanks. The podcast is called Fuck It, Why Not?
Yeah, Fuck It, Why Not.
Fuck It, Why Not?
It's so good.
Fuck It, Why Not?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck It, Why Not?
Fuck It, Why Not?
What was the question?
Well, we're talking about Spotify Wrapped. Hers with Beyonce. Listen, I love you. I respect you. And I am so proud of you every day. my Spotify Wrapped. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. It's better than Daryl's.
I'm a basic bitch.
You know what Daryl's was?
Drake. 1% of listeners. Drake.
I told him. I already did it for you.
Yeah. No.
I literally.
Daryl. Well, no, we don't do Daryl. Daryl does Apple Music. He's an Apple Music guy. So, wait. But yeah.
Megan, I know you said you're not really a streamer of music, but did you see what your Spotify?
I stream so fucking hard.
Okay.
Who are your top artists?
She doesn't listen to music. It's the craziest.
I don't listen to music.
It's insane. I think the most.
I only listen to music if I'm doing a photo shoot and it's only T-Pain.
Yeah.
And or if I'm in a workout, I only listen to T-Pain.
Yeah. If she were to have a Spotify rap, it'd be T-Pain.
Have y'all
T-Pain,
heard
T-Pain?
That ain't shit. That's just Tips by T-Pain, because fuck, what a great tune.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. I love you, T-Pain. I was like, are they not? I asked him today. I was like, are they not surprising me with T-Pain tomorrow? Like,
I know.
He's coming, right? No.
That's her dream.
Is T-Pain?
Where the fuck is T-Pain?
Is T-Pain British?
No.
Oh, what are you talking about tomorrow? I thought you meant like, are they going
to
bring
today.
T-Pain?
I thought like as a surprise for my
the
birthday.
Team,
my birthday's
management.
Coming up, same with yours.
Our
December
birthday
22nd.
Is coming up.
Are you
December
sure
22nd.
You want to just chill with me?
I do.
I'm just going to eat pizza and stay in my pajamas.
I want to do that.
Do you guys have the same birthday?
We have the same birthday.
I forgot. Same birthday.
The same birthday.
22nd.
No, Megan, I'm doing a cute little birthday dinner with me and my friends in New York. But then here on our actual birthday,
this
we're going
is your
to kiss.
Now. Oh. Can we kiss for TikTok?
Let's kiss for TikTok.
I love kissing.
Yes, but Megan and I have the same birthday. It is the start of Capricorn season, December 22nd. It's huge. So we were meant. We were just meant to be together
forever.
Yeah,
and mine's the 17th. That's
whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he's turning 30.
He's turning 30.
I'm bringing it back.
30-0.
Flirty 30.
Wait, I'm taking you to. You.
No, let's not say the destination, but we're doing a
we're going skiing.
Oh, and I'm coming.
Yeah.
You're coming. This you're invited.
It's
I'm
a family vacation
shit.
Together. Yeah, well, I could have paid for it.
No, I would never make you do that.
But yeah, just say thank you.
That's what I'm asking for you, by the way. There it is.
Oh, thank you. There family is. Vacation. This
do
is
you
so
enjoy
exciting.
Skiing?
I haven't been skiing in a really long time, but
okay,
every
great.
Time I have gone, I really love it.
We're going to try.
Daryl's like, I'm really good. I was like, when's the last time you went? We've never skied together in our 6 years together. He was like, 10.
Oh,
I was
okay.
like, what? He's like, I was yeah. 10 years old. I was sleighing. I was like, oh God.
Have you ever
he's
skied?
Fly?
No.
No.
You've
no.
never ever skied?
No, I haven't.
You
I think
in the UK, isn't there snow?
No.
No. Not to the extent
rain.
Of like skiing.
Just rain.
Just rain. You poor people. Not poor, but like you poor kids.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Are you okay?
You have to go to like France.
Yeah. Wow. You have to travel.
France. Yeah.
No, it's not.
You know what? You should go. What is the mountain here?
Mammoth.
You should go to Mammoth
sometime. Or if you, I mean, start at Big Bear, maybe.
Or not.
It's like 2 hours away. Small no. mountain. That'll give you, you know.
Kyron, you're so
get
cute.
Some lessons.
Look at your head back there.
Look at that.
Is your face
lessons.
Real?
80%.
80? Was I right? What did you do?
Jaw, chin, cheek.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Wow.
Get up to that microphone and show me everything.
So
I love it. I appreciate your honesty.
Jaw,
I respect
chin,
you. And I think you're fucking
cheeks.
Stunning.
Thank you.
I do
yeah,
Botox because I love it.
Chin, cheeks. Quite
how do you do
actually.
Your jaw?
It was just
is
filler.
It filler?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's going to dissolve?
Yeah, yeah.
You poor thing.
If I like bite down, it goes.
Oh!
Is your nose real? Because it's beautiful.
My nose is real.
Wow.
Born and raised. Good but, for you. I've only done, I'm yeah. too, if I do anything to my little tiny lips, you'll know it, you know, and I'll be like, I'll look weird.
That's where I draw the line personally.
Oh yeah?
For yeah.
You. For me, my lips.
What about for yourself?
You wrinkly old man. Look at him.
I love
do
my wrinkles.
Do some fucking Botox. He lives
no.
the sun. Well,
Ryan is beautiful the way he is.
I
yeah,
am.
You're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But you, Kyron.
Oh my God, no one
a vision.
Hi.
What have you done, Maddie? You look gorgeous.
No,
you know my favorite thing about you, Maddie, is your TikToks where you're like, where you see yourself get pretty and you're like,
I love those.
Because that's how I feel too, but I'm like, we should be doing that shit more.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I love when
we
you
can
do
one of those.
I would love to.
Because see, when most of the time I show myself looking crazy,
I think
there,
you're prettier then. Even prettier.
Stop
you're
it.
Both.
So when I look pretty, I need to like tell everyone and be like, look, I can look nice sometimes.
It's also
are you single?
Oh.
I am.
Whoa. How old are you?
That went really silent.
Well, how old are you?
23.
Oh, wow, you're a baby.
I am a baba.
Wow. What am I? Oh, I'm 28.
Dude.
Jesus Christ.
Time flies.
How old are you?
29.
24.
Yeah.
Almost 25.
Yeah, same.
Coming
oh,
up
that's
soon.
The same as you.
We're
yeah.
so young.
My birthday's August, so I've always been.
She's a Leo.
The baby baby.
A big old yeah. Leo.
A big the way, old Leo. And the way are you this, emotional?
Yes.
Cool.
Very.
The way
I like
the
work. It.
Yeah, I like it.
The way that school years work in the UK is August is like the youngest of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've always been the bab.
Mm.
And I don't know what to say about that.
Bab. Is it bob? Is that what they call babies?
No. It's
in
bab.
Australia.
Bab, bab, bab.
In Australia on the plane rides, this isn't fun. every time they would say bubs. They're like, you need to put bubs in this seatbelt. And I was like, who the fuck is bubs? And they were talking about my baby.
My mom calls me bubs.
Is that what it yeah. is? It's baby.
Well,
it's cute.
Bubba.
Bubba.
Bubba. Bubs. I like it.
Call a baby bottle Bubba. Anyways.
Throughout the early childhood years, there are opportunities for every child's potential to blossom, for curiosity to spark, and for a lifelong love of learning to begin. Welcome to Lilio. We develop innovative tools that revolutionize the connection between daycare centers and families and help empower educators, enabling them to nurture young minds and build strong bonds. Through our solutions for center management, family engagement, and teaching and learning, plus professional development through Lilio Academy, where educators can earn continuing education credits at their own pace, we've impacted countless educators, children, and families. We stand as a symbol of quality and commitment to early childhood education. With the belief that early childhood educators have the power to change children's lives and ultimately the world. Join us in nurturing the future. Welcome to Lilio, the building blocks for high quality childcare. Learn more at www.lilio.com.
Do you ever get hit with a cringy memory of your 13-year-old self out of nowhere and suddenly you're panic sweating and laughing at the same time? Don't worry. We all get that. It's because being an adolescent is one of the most visceral shared experiences we have as people. And we want to talk about it. Join me, Penn Badgley, and my two friends, Nava and Sophie, on Podcrushed as we interview celebrity guests about the joys and horrors of being a teenager and how those moments made them who they are today. New episodes of Podcrushed are out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
So this holiday, it's the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
How are you going to spend your holidays? Are you going to be in London?
Well, I've got a bit of a different... I'm going to be in Bristol with my sisters because my mum and dad are traveling the world at the minute.
Whoa.
And they're,
wow.
They're going to be in Australia.
Are they successful?
No. No, they are. They are.
Not like a failure.
No. It's because all my sisters have moved out now.
How many sisters do you have?
Oh, just two.
Okay.
So we're all not home.
I thought there was, yeah.
Sorry. So now we've all moved out. They've like... just basically thought this is the time to go.
Nice.
Because they never did. My mum was like a young mum, so she never like traveled. So they've just gone for 6 months.
Love that.
So I'm just with my sisters this year.
Sisters. Okay, yeah. What are you doing, Chrissy? Going to Nantucket?
No, I'm going to go. I'm going to be here for our birthday. And then the next day, I'm going to go home to D.C. and be with my family. And then...
Were you born and raised in D.C.?
In like Maryland.
Someone asked me the other day and I was like, I have no idea.
Aw, she does nothing about me.
Yeah, I was like, wait, that's
crazy,
fine, that's fine.
And I know everything
Where's
about
he
her.
From?
yeah, so I'm going to go home to D.C. and then my dad and I always go to New York together after Christmas and see a Broadway show together.
Stop.
We've been doing that since I was like 10.
Oh my God, yeah. So he supported you since, like he knew.
Yeah, he's always supported. That was like our one thing. We weren't really close when I was growing up, but after Christmas, we would always still do our little trip together.
I'm crying, there it is.
Yeah, and then we stopped for
my
a second.
My parents never
and now we're
brought
back.
Me to Broadway.
Yeah.
Only
well,
once
but
to see
you got to go to the farm, dude.
Didn't you not like Wicked when you saw it? Exposing.
Whoa.
Let's, no, and let's talk about it. And let's talk about it.
Yeah.
I heard
listen,
you didn't like Wicked.
It was a school trip. And listen, my school trip, every other year they get a better trip, whatever. So the year before, went to Africa.
Okay.
We went to Boston. Okay. So I was like, well, this trip already sucks.
Right.
Like a 2-hour drive over going to cool Africa, like
right. Sucks. Okay.
Then we went to see a Broadway play and I was like, nah. And it was Wicked. And I was like, nah. What is this story? I didn't know nothing about it. I was like, this isn't Wizard of Oz. What the fuck's going on?
Different.
Nobody taught me. So then the one moment I got chills was obviously Green Witch.
down.
Gravity. And she's going like, to wow, be her one day. She's up there high. You are.
She's so, she's, she can belt, she can give legit, she could do Glinda or Elphaba. She can do all of the above.
But I left like, what a cute play. I didn't know that
it's
was like
a
the
play,
most
it's
iconic.
A musical.
Right, see? No idea.
I don't think so. I didn't know Megan, it's okay. The world's not for us, really. We're just not
I'm
into
just
it.
Like, here's what makes me cringe. You know, like the TikToks where they're like, here's my icks. Mm-hmm. I hate when you're in a conversation and you're like, but maybe we should sing about it.
Yeah.
What am I going to do next?
Okay, fine.
You know, it's like, what?
Will you come with
we
me to
talking.
A show at some point?
Yes.
And like try. And
I need
with
you
a blank
to convince
slate,
me.
With a blank yes. slate. Come in with no expectations.
None.
We'll go to London. We'll go to the West End or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, maybe great. If you saw Cabaret in the West End.
No
Ooh.
Idea what that is.
Yeah, I think
she we saw Harry Potter.
That was lit.
That
okay.
Was lit.
Zero singing.
He's so
dope special effects. It was so good.
Yeah, no, sure. Totally.
Dope, zero special effects.
No,
bro.
No, no, no. No, good special
no,
effects.
Great.
Zero yeah. singing. No singing.
There was singing.
Was
no,
there?
It's not really that. That's
no,
a play.
That's
a play.
That's a play.
Oh, so that's a play.
Yeah, right.
I'm into plays.
You sound so
we're in the plays.
You're into
we're
plays.
So...
You're an intellectual.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn it.
But, and then I saw Phantom of the Opera with Sally, and... I didn't understand. I was like, oh, they're going to sing every single word.
That's an
yeah.
opera.
Every word.
And I,
that's an opera.
I went, whoa.
Those ones are intense.
Okay, so
yeah.
they sing every
they're
word, it's opera.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, you know how people cry to, like, big operas where they're not even speaking English? I don't. Why are we crying? You know?
I don't do that.
Great,
that's
no?
not me. Yeah.
Okay.
But people do. People are just really moved by the talent.
Cool.
And I
yeah,
guess
I
the story
I mean,
that
they're
yeah, singing.
They're singing.
They're
which
singing.
I could never do.
You could give me
do any of you have great traumatic Christmas present memories?
Traumatic?
Yeah, like you got it and you're like, what the F is this?
Do you have an example?
I do.
Give it to us.
Okay, so when I was younger.
Checking if your parents are.
When I was younger. I opened up my gift. It looked pretty big and it was we always wanted a trampoline. Like we begged for a trampoline.
Uh-oh.
And I opened a tiny mini workout trampoline.
Right.
And I was like, so you think I'm fat? So you're telling me, mom, that I need to work out more. And she was like, no, it's a surprise. It's a hint for what's happening. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And we all went outside yeah. and there was a big trampoline. Oh. But I was so
but
devastated.
I'm pretty sure I was like, she caught you an 80s
yeah,
trampoline.
He laughed. He was like, ha ha, you fat. Like, it was terrible. And I
crying.
Literally cried. But turns out that trip, that mini trampoline was like, became my best friend because I would jump into my bed with that shit. And I would have
I
sleepovers and I was doing like backflips and shit. It was great.
They're very
but
fun.
At first I was traumatized and I was like, wow, my parents are telling me on Christmas Day I'm fat. And it turned out for the best. So what's yours?
Do you have one?
I don't have a traumatic Christmas present.
Sorry, I should have asked you before to like think these up.
I can't.
Anything that you were
like,
well, this
experience.
Is bad. You have an
yeah,
experience.
Yeah, give us an experience.
Right, give the mic to Kyron.
So one time I had this Batman outfit for Christmas and I thought it was incredible, right?
Sorry, you had a Batman outfit for Christmas?
Yeah, yeah. I was obsessed with Batman, but not now. And then I went around the corner, put it on, jumped out, and everyone burst into laughter at me. So I cried and I ripped it off.
You ripped it off.
I was so excited.
You poor baby. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I know.
Hysterical. And they still bring it up every single year.
Oh, they're like, where's your Batman outfit?
Every single year.
Oh, buddy.
So it's just traumatic. I would never.
You should do it now
Batman.
And be like, fuck all y'all. I'm wearing Batman
yeah.
this year.
Maybe I should reclaim it.
You should.
Reclaim it.
Definitely. Do you have one?
Yeah, I don't really have traumatic.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, we can steal a story from J-Train, I guess. Remember when J-Train got coal?
Oh, yeah.
Our younger brother got coal.
My dad was trying to teach him a lesson.
Yeah, J-Train got taught a lesson.
He got coal.
I feel like, what Whoa. Was he doing?
From
he was probably,
Santa.
Like, he liked to figure out where all the presents were every year. He would figure out where.
Or he'd be like, here's my list and exactly what I want. And
also,
I
yeah,
he'd
very
print
demanding.
Print out pictures. And we were like, you can't fucking do yeah. that, bro. That's so rude to
and
Santa and to mom and dad.
Right.
He'd print out, here's exactly the PSP I need or whatever.
Wow.
So I think my dad just had
oh,
enough.
Yeah. Santa's going to get you coal.
Yeah.
And he truly, and nothing else.
He yeah, so he had no gifts under the present. And he was just like, I don't know, why don't you check your stocking? And Justin goes over there, looks in, and just starts scream crying. It's cool! And my dad, I've never seen him laugh harder in my life. Like, pissing his pants,
yeah.
laughing, like, could not. His face gets really red. He can't breathe. He's laughing so hard. And then they obviously gave my brother gifts immediately after. Like, yeah. my mom was just like, it's okay, Jesse.
It's
okay.
Okay.
But it was the funniest thing. That was
wow.
probably traumatic for J-Train, though.
Yeah, for sure. We
That's
bring that up a lot.
Too bad.
It's a good prank, though. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Did you have great gifts that you got? You guys ever had Christmas before?
Yeah.
You ever experienced Christmas?
It was always pretty just like pretty stand. Like my parents were never going all out, but they were also, they would get like one really good thing for me and my sister. And it was always like pretty nice. My favorite part of Christmas would be going over to my Lola's house afterwards.
I love Lola. Lola's a damn star.
Lola's a star.
Tell you what, when she danced to my song, almost died.
Yeah, she's great. Died. She's so good.
No, she worked so
hard. Clarify. I almost died.
No, I was like, ah!
Yeah.
I love her so much.
Yeah. Though, I guess because our birthday is so close to Christmas, whenever I was with my, if like my family went out to dinner or something, my mom would always try to get everyone to start singing happy birthday to me. And one time I just had had enough and I started crying. I was like, stop doing
no!
that. And
then
she was like, okay, okay.
Okay, sorry.
Stop.
Yeah.
Because I hated the attention, which something's changed now. Something's but,
changed. Wow.
But I literally was just like, I don't want people looking at me. Granted, I guess when I'm out at like a restaurant, if I feel people's
How
eyes
old
on
were
me,
you?
I start sweating. I must have been like really like 11 or 12.
Okay.
Something like that. Yeah. We were in a restaurant
you
in New
confused.
York and I was just like, no, don't look at me.
Yeah, that was the one thing. Everyone's, my birthday is December 22nd, so everyone's like, oh, do you get sacked? Like, do you
yeah.
get, do you have terrible gifts? Because it's right around. Never.
Oh, we had the best. We just had the best parents in the world.
Sure
we do have the best parents in the world.
Yeah.
Above and beyond.
So lovely.
Lovely good for us.
I actually, mine is a little bit similar to yours, is that I got, we got, me and my sister got Wii Fit. Like, you know,
oh, yeah.
And then I was on it Christmas Day, stood on it, overweight. It says me, I'm overweight.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I was obese on that thing. Yeah.
And then I'm
obese.
And I'm like, oh my God, I need to work out. And it's like stepping onto it and off. Like every day, like trying to like.
Oh, I bet I was.
You know,
in
I'm
that,
like
yeah.
10. I'm like 10.
I was like
10 years old. You're like, I have to beat this Wii Fit game.
Wii
yeah,
Fit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm overweight. Like
Wii Fit caused people
eating
yeah.
disorders.
Caused
crazy.
People to
yeah.
go down.
Yikes!
Wow. Okay.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's a good one. 2022. Was it the best year of your life? Because it was my best year of my life.
Kind of. Yeah.
I've had a really good year.
Yeah.
I have. What a way to end it. Look at us now.
It was great. A lot of it is due to you, but I had a
really
great year.
A lot of mine is due to you.
Oh my God. Yeah, you guys elevated
each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple goals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peaking. You know what's crazy? 22 is my lucky number. 22 is my lucky number.
Oh my
crazy.
God. So it happens every year.
Yeah. Every time there's a 22 involved, something really good happens. And this
yeah.
proved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do love tattoo. I've got 222 on my finger, actually.
222 angels, babe.
Yeah.
Wow. I see 222 all the time.
Mm-hmm.
222 tatted on the finger. That's
did you have a good year?
Yeah, I had a great year. Still sober.
Oh,
still
yeah,
doing
sober.
It.
Yeah.
Just getting a good shape.
Damn, look at you.
Mental's Slate. Feeling
yeah,
better.
Yeah, he's got abs.
Good.
You do?
Right.
Show him.
Can we see them?
5, 6, 7,
please.
Eight.
No.
It's just a zipper, though. It seems
it's
like it would be.
It's not. It's like a shirt. It's a whole thing.
What about after?
Okay.
What about privately in the bathroom?
Let's go to the pool. It's actually getting pretty nice out. We could do a little swim.
I'm super down.
Yeah. I feel great this year. 2021 did not feel great. 2022 feel
better.
Much better.
Mm-hmm.
All around.
Mm-hmm.
All around. Yeah, a lot happened. That Australia trip was
Great.
Life-changing for me, I feel.
17 flights.
Wow.
In
yeah.
1 month.
It's crazy.
That was a lot of flights. Mm. But now my kid's a world traveler.
Yeah.
My kid finally spoke. That was great.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Oh, let's test these Starbucks now that they're cold, right?
What about your 2022?
Maddie's
2022.
Oh, fuck me.
Megan's getting excited. No, you're just getting excited. It's okay.
I just want to make sure we get to do everything.
Tell us
about
your year.
Oh, my God. It all feels a bit like a blur. It all happened. Everything's happened quite quickly.
Well, you hit a million followers on your birthday.
On my birthday.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Crying.
Congrats.
Which was a big milestone for me. And just in general, I've had a really good year.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting new people. Met Chris.
Yes, we met.
No, I met you guys.
Best friends now.
And I became best friends with Kyron.
We love you.
So
love you
it's
too.
Just like a lot of good things.
TikTok is the connector.
It is.
It really
it
has
is.
Connected like all of us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So yeah, it's just bring on 2023.
Yeah. Legend.
Legend.
Your
oh, I like that fingers. New one you're doing. Legend.
You have to get them really close together.
Really close.
Like
why? What is this?
I have such
it's
a hard
new
time
thing.
Doing
She's
it.
Making it up.
You can do really good first
legend.
Time.
Legend.
The closer
legend.
They are, the more legendary.
You can use your thumb to push.
Okay.
The more legendary.
Legendary.
It's like the rock symbol. If you're listening to us, it's a rock symbol, but put your pointer and your pinky really
close. Really
close
into the
up.
I'm what was your?
It should hurt.
I know what we should go through. What was your favorite moment for yourself on TikTok this year?
Oh my God!
Your favorite.
It's
Doesn't have to be your biggest, but your favorite.
I like the one where you... I think it is.
That's her speak.
You were like crying, sobbing, and then you were like,
yeah. Oh, that was so beautiful.
It was beautiful.
That's a good moment for me, actually.
Thank you.
That one.
Tell Ryan, he doesn't know.
Well, I just did like a big campaign, and because I used to do musical theater, and I was like, down to finals for the show, I will not mention the show. But don't. I was down to the finals for it, and I was like, you know, you pitch your life in the show, and I was like, oh my God.
Getting the part.
And then I didn't get it, okay? And then it was just like, one thing I'd been, like a performer, is you just rejection, mm-hmm. rejected all the time.
Yeah,
so it was just like the last straw. And I was also doing TikTok on the side, so I was like, maybe I should just do the TikTok. And I was like so lost, and I was like really emotional. And I like record myself sometimes speaking out loud so I can like rewatch it and then like be like, oh, okay. Maybe we look at it this way. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I saw Beyonce do it one time, okay? Mm. And then, anyway, and then I did this big campaign, and it was like literally a year later that I'd done it, and I was on this like billboard in one of these stores in London. And I was like, oh my God, like a year ago, I was sat in front of my laptop crying to my screen about this, and now I'm doing this. And it was just like a good moment for me. I was like, wow,
huge.
How much you've done it can change, hey?
Never give Magical. Up. Never surrender.
Pat on the back.
Always believe in yourself.
Never I know. Give up.
Always believe in yourself, guys. Never give up.
Never give in to the pain.
Yeah.
You remember that one? No. Where you run into a field? I'm a Maddie Grace Jepsen super fan.
Yeah.
I can reference every single one of her videos. Seriously. Yeah.
What was your favorite TikTok moment?
I guess the most recent one that comes to mind is that also the billboard moment that I had.
Yes, you were on a fucking billboard.
Because I wrote in my notes app like goals for 2022, and there were only two of them, and I forget what the first one was, but the second was like billboard question mark.
The first one was be best friends with Megan Trainor.
Be best friends with Megan Trainor. And
silly goose, all I do.
It worked. But
and
I was
be on a billboard.
I was just like, I hope. And I honestly, I didn't even know that this one was happening. And it was just such a full circle moment for the fact that it happens like in December, right before the year
Your
ends.
Birthday. Yeah.
It was so huge. And obviously we've had so many big moments. I would say like doing coffee to Austin Butler was also a huge one.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
Daddy
my
Butler.
God.
We're about King. Like our this song, the Made acapella version of Made You Look will be my first like official thing musically that I do anywhere, which is also just so huge. And so I guess all of the... All of the times I've like sung on the internet, I was so scared to do that until Shree, who's also a part of the Made You Look acapella version, just kind of encouraged me to do it. So the fact that people really now, like most of them, people really like them and people are responding well. I think
you can sing.
It just thank you. It means so much.
And you need to be on a Broadway show.
I'm trying.
That's one I will watch.
Yeah, we'll enjoy that.
Yeah. I'll fucking
come.
So it's all of those. It's I don't know. I've been fortunate to have like so many amazing things happen this year. And I'm very and also anytime like you or Daryl or anyone's TikToks that I have been a part of blow up, I feel like I'm like, we've
You're
done
rock
it.
Hard. Yeah.
We're doing so
yeah,
well.
We're
like
doing
we're doing it. Yeah, like the Made You Look Bad Club videos.
First of all, right. Ignore all of me. How about Harry's Your Daddy?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That
bro?
Was
that's
my craziest moment. That was
and
it's been so much. You guys had really
because we were fucking
we
stars.
We were there
when
right
we went.
Before. Yeah.
Motherfucker didn't we got a thumbs up.
He gave us a lot of love during the show.
He gave us a lot of love.
A lot of thumbs.
Maddie was actually, because the UK is a very different time zone, Maddie was the first person to text me being like, oh my God, about the Harry moment the next morning.
Chaos.
Because it really, like, I just got a million texts about it from people who I, one, hadn't heard from in a long time.
There
like,
they come.
People who weren't even responding to me, seeing me posted or anything. Yeah, that
Harry
was a huge
will
one.
Bring them out.
Okay, what about you?
My favorite moment?
You've had a lot.
I've had a lot. I can't say one. Yet.
Yeah.
Wait, can you say it right now?
Nope.
Just cut it out?
No, can't even risk it.
Oh.
But you know what? God, if I'm like literally thinking of the top best thing that happened is, which sounds cheesy and emotional, I'm going to cry, is Riley saying mama.
Oh.
I waited 2 years for that motherfucker to talk. And yeah. He said mama.
I'm going
to
steal now yours,
says,
bro. Every
bye,
time.
Bye, bye.
He says bye bye mama.
And when he leaves the room and I'm in, he goes, bye bye mama. And I'm like, oh, I fucking love you so much.
That's
and he
so
says,
cute.
Bye bye, right, right.
Yeah,
oh, I didn't tell you
that's
this.
My favorite.
Every night when he goes to bed, he's just la, 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 and he goes, bye bye, Tay Tay, bye bye, Rai Rai, bye bye, Mama, bye bye, Dada. And he goes to the list of people he knows. And Rai Rai's always in it. And when I say Rai Rai too, he goes, He smiles.
Every time I walk from my little guest house situation, he's just at the like sliding door, like, Rara!
Yeah.
That is so cute.
I was like, wow. Oh my God.
It breaks
God.
Your soul. Yeah, it's so good.
It's the best.
That's so cute. So, yeah, I accomplished the world this year with my career, but like, that boy speaking is top notch.
That's what matters the most. That's what's in the heart.
It's in the heart.
Numbers are nothing. Yeah, because it's all about love.
My team is the best management ever because they're not just like money hungry hoes. You know, they're like, what's important to you? They're like, what? When everyone and their mom is like, are you touring? They're like, what's the first thing you want? Yeah, literally. They're like, what do you want? If you don't think about it, just say it. I was like, children.
Right.
And they're like, okay, well, make a baby then. Do that. Focus on
tour. While
slaying pregnant. Cardi B is stronger than me. She can do that.
I'll help you. I will carry you across the stage. I would literally do whatever you need. I want a tour.
Okay, fine.
I want Meghan Trainor one night only at the Forum.
Will you pay for it too?
Yes.
That's fucking expensive.
I would. I probably don't have enough, but I'll just do it.
We'll figure it out.
I'll take out a loan.
We'll all chip in.
We'll all chip in.
Tickets are thousands.
Thousands of
dollars. Tickets. Okay.
Right.
Our next segment is going to be the gift giving. Let me just double check.
Listen, I bought him like 8 gifts. None of them came
under
in.
$30. Under $30.
Under $30.
You bought who gifts?
Oh, yeah. Can we try these cold ass coffees now?
Who did you buy gifts?
Me and Boado.
Oh, Ryan gifts. And none of them came in.
Pilk. Do y'all see that pilk? Lindsay Lohan?
Sorry, I missed what you were saying.
Fucking Lindsay Lohan is having the biggest comeback of all times, and I worship it. But she did a fucking
Cultural
Pepsi.
Renaissance.
Oh,
Cultural Renaissance. She did a Pepsi commercial.
Sorry, I did see that.
Where she pours milk in it.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, that's dirty. And we were like,
that could be a TikTok. Is we try pilk, Pepsi.
You don't
milk.
Look like you're sweating.
Is that a thing?
It's my
no.
To put milk in Pepsi.
Never seen it before, ever.
Nar, but. It's trying to be a thing.
Wow.
Okay. I'm sure you're supposed to get a gift under $30.
Fantastic wrapping.
Christopher, what is this?
Oh, we're going to...
It's for the next bit.
Yeah.
So next bit. This is my thank you for...
I think we got the same gift.
Vibrators.
Since you spent thousands of dollars on my gaming system, I figured I'd repay the favor here. Open
okay.
up.
Here's your gift. Amanda wrapped it. A dog wrapped mine.
A dog?
What? Oh, yeah. We made a deal.
Yeah. No,
like
I said under
$30.
We each get a gift under $30.
This is a lot of tape, my guy. I hope that's we got the same gift. Okay, wait.
No, we didn't.
Oh, you're just way better than mine. I'm sorry, dog.
What do you mean? Mine's stupid.
No, mine's so dumb.
Did she get you a cup?
Yeah. I got a mug. And it's such a shitty gift. Open it. Okay.
Oh,
this is
nice.
Amazing. No, wait till you read it. It's not that nice. It's
a 20-ounce tumbler,
just
stainless
open it.
Steel.
Don't read it. Just open it. Jesus Christ. You got me a sick-ass gift.
Oh,
yeah,
a flask.
What is
it
say?
Oh, this is really nice.
What does it say?
No, it's really mean.
Yeah, it's funny though. Being my brother is really the only gift you need. I love you. I love this.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Dude, because look, I got to sip water the whole time I'm gaming and I don't like the mace. Like,
Being my brother is the only gift you need.
It truly is. Life is great with you.
And you got me a sick arcade game.
So this
I'm
is a pretty
cry.
Cool.
This is sick.
222 games built into that gaming system right there. Under $30.
Dude, that's crazy.
That's an absolute bargain under
$30.
Bargain.
Wow, I also got you a keychain that says drive safe because your sister fucking loves you.
Dude,
you never made it. And a hat that was like, it took me 30 years to look this great. Never made it. Wasn't that awesome? Amazon.
Merry
you
Christmas.
Get
I love
you.
Well, that
Merry
was
Christmas.
Fantastic.
This is great. I can't wait to play these little games.
You are a gamer girl. People don't know
that.
I am.
I beat Disneyland Valley, whatever the fuck
it's
called.
Oh, I showed her Disney Dreamlight Valley.
That I
downloaded
it
as a joke on Twitch. And I was like, oh, this is kind of satisfying. Megan's going to love this game.
Beat it.
You can play it on Switch. And she's just like crushed it. It's literally just like mining, fishing with Disney characters. And then we went to Disneyland and our guide was like, Disney Dreamlight Valley.
Yeah.
She knew.
Shit.
We did go to Disneyland.
I'm sorry to give y'all gifts.
Yeah. Damn. So sorry.
That wasn't
Don't
part
worry
of the
about
segment.
It.
It's okay.
We'll do some Tookie Talkies.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm June Diane Raphael.
And I'm Jessica St. Clair.
And each week we are sitting down to talk all about life's twists, turns and absurdities on The Deep Dive. From exploring the depths of TikTok, which is our only news source, to navigating the complexities of grief and loss, we are just two best friends behind a mic processing life together. This podcast is all about finding the silver linings in the madness. So get ready for unfiltered conversations about motherhood, careers, pop culture, and everything in between. Here at The Deep Dive, we're all about community. We believe in the power of sharing experiences and the strength that comes from supporting one another. And we would love to have you with us. So be sure to join us every Wednesday on The Deep Dive from Lemonada Media, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. After season one aired, I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. And of course, my 90-year-old mom, Judy. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me Season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Let's try some fucking juices. What is this? A coffee?
Holiday special. Holiday coffees. Here we go.
Holy shit.
So we have three different flavors.
So we have three different flavors.
All the same right now, then we'll bring in the next one.
Okay, so what flavors?
What flavor is this, Christopher? Come in here.
I like to guess.
No. Come in here and... Oh, you want to guess? Okay, wait. Then don't come in here, cutie. Get out. We're going to sip it, and we're going to guess what this is. And then Chris...
Oh, I already looked at mine.
Pepe, you looked at it?
Whatever. Here, I'll guess. You tell.
Okay, Daddy.
Oh, shit. That's good. Whoa, that's really good. You know what that is? That's a poisonous candle.
That is so sweet.
It's so sweet.
I love sweet, that's but those, that is like, so sweet.
That's the candles that I keep buying that TikTok is like, they are poisoning
your house.
A Yankee
candle?
Is this a...
What is that?
It's a mocha situation?
Definitely chocolate.
It's the...
I got fucking no idea. How do you say a coffee name?
Sugar cookie something.
Okay, ooh. I like that. Is it sugar cookie?
Mocha sugar cookie? Yeah.
Mocha sugar cookie. Final answer. Come in here.
I don't know Starbucks orders except for...
I appreciate your
cold brew.
Bow today. Oh, you look so cute.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of sugar.
Is it that much?
Come on in, Pepe. I'm not sure.
Sugar cookie
it.
Almond milk latte.
ASMR.
Sugar cookie.
Almond milk latte.
Wow.
Have you guys seen on a lot of podcasts I've been putting the mic in my mouth? Can you guys
see
that?
Seen that?
I bet you can't. You have such a small mouth.
No, he can. You know what we used to do when we were children?
Yes!
Okay, when we were children. Guys, get this.
No, this is...
When we were children, Ryan always wanted to play this game, which was very questionable.
Didn't always want to play
you
this
game.
You
always wanted to play it. You always won, didn't you, big boy? He would
tell
take
us.
These big chocolate
I
popsicles,
was proud of my...
And he was like, watch this. Deep throated it, downed it in one take off the stick.
Ryan.
And I was like, he never gagged.
Okay.
Oh, that was his favorite game to play.
I may or may not have a gag reflex. May or may not.
He has none.
Wow. Ryan.
But he's straight. Isn't that a deep
that
change?
That sucks. Chocolate popsicles.
That's a waste.
Ryan, that sucks.
It sucks.
Why?
Come on.
Why?
I don't know, man. What a waste of talent.
What a waste of skills.
I was going to say a waste, man.
Anyways, put that thing in your mouth. Put that thing in your mouth. Ready, set, go.
The mic?
Little
yep,
mouth.
Do it.
What?
Three.
Wait, Chris will go first.
Oh, no.
Do you have to not touch it? Is that the rules?
Well, you just kind of got to... inevitably, like the back of your tongue starts hitting it.
Inevitably.
Inevitably.
You go first.
I don't know.
That was good. I have such a small mouth.
That was for you, Chris.
Try it, Megan. Oh my God! Get it!
Yeah! Holiday specials get weirder and weirder by the minute. Okay.
That fucking hurts.
What's
my
the
jaw.
Holiday drinks.
Oh, is this a new drink?
Oh, there's more.
I'm sweating. Yeah, we're gonna throw up and.
Gonna have to spray these mics. So that was much. Disgusting.
Oh, I know.
I keep reading it. It's like a reflex. I feel a drip
Stop
of sweat.
Stop reading it.
Just going. It's right
here. We
down
go.
Here.
Sip on three, one,
it's
two.
Right down
Kyron,
here.
Are you sipping one? Any of these?
I'm gonna sip.
Let him sip.
That's
these
milk.
Are fucking gross. This is. He's allergic.
I'm loving all of these coffees.
That's candy cane dick. What is this? Candy cane. Come on in, Pip.
Volga.
Oh, that's fucked.
It's
chestnut praline cream.
Oh.
Wait, so is that literally just milk?
It's like an announcer.
Order up chest praline.
Oh, that was really bad, Pepe.
I liked it. I liked it.
It's all Starbucks. We love Starbucks, but I don't love any of this.
I'm enjoying this.
I prefer the first one.
The yeah, first me one's too. The best so far. Sugar cookie. Last one, and then we can stop.
Oh, that was really nice.
Oh.
So sorry. Pepe, thank you.
Chris, don't look so excited.
That was, it just, that one hurt me. That was tough.
They're all delicious. Okay.
Don't worry.
Trying the last, don't worry. Is this the last coffee?
Don't.
Last
don't.
Coffee?
Don't.
Oh my God, I'm
don't.
So sorry. Excuse me.
Are you kidding me? What are these?
This one is this one
this
is
this one's disgusting.
This one's tough.
This one's disgusting.
What is in these? What?
Diabetes?
Diabetes.
I don't think you would get anything that sweet.
No,
in
no
the UK.
I was gonna spit it.
You wanna spit
it? Swallow it.
Swallow it.
Swallow it.
Swallow it.
He's looking at trash. Come on, bitch.
Do you wanna spit it?
Oh. Good job. Wow, that jaw cheeks look good.
We wouldn't okay. ever get that.
What's so
that?
Sorry.
Come on in. What do I think it is? Trash.
Death.
That one's, I thought that caramel. Was like the sugar
cookie caramel.
One.
Caramel.
It's the toasted white chocolate mocha.
I'm mad
no,
about
not.
That.
No, it's not.
That pissed me off.
Damn, that's Dimitri's go-to one.
Is
the white
it?
Mocha, yeah.
That's the craziest
Dimitri.
Thing.
Wow. Well.
Wow, what a fun segment. Never again.
No, I loved it. Thank you, Pepe. That was fantastic.
Thank you, Pepe, for ordering all of these on Postmates.
Thank you, Daddy okay. Christopher.
I love you.
Daddy Christopher.
Love you,
now,
Chris. Not single.
Here's one. Not. Here's one bit that was up for debate. They thought it was a good idea to let's see if Megan can write a Christmas song.
Oh, I hate this
out of
idea.
Five words. Oh, that I give you. I have to give you five words and you make a song. Or how about we come up with five words, she yeah. makes a song.
Or you make a song.
No, you make
she doesn't,
it.
She doesn't want to.
You're
I
the
cannot.
Songwriter.
You are
you
too.
Know what to do. Yes. No, I'm not.
Because you are.
I've never written anything. I sing covers.
Can. I can smell a songwriter. I sing covers. Okay.
We can
do, we'll listen, try. Man, if I could spots. Do it barely so sometimes, okay. you could definitely write a song.
Here are your words. Daddy, Santa, Christmas, Cole,
Chimney.
Chimney.
I literally can't.
Daddy Santa Christmas Coal Chimney.
Yeah.
Daddy Santa Christmas Coal Chimney.
I can't.
Daddy Santa
anything.
Christmas Coal Chimney.
That's good.
Daddy Santa Christmas Coal Chimney.
Daddy Santa down Christmas chimney coal, like chimney. Daddy.
Daddy
come
Santa
down the chimney
coal,
like daddy. Daddy Santa.
Daddy Santa.
Give me coal.
Coal.
You are coal.
Daddy Santa Christmas
give me coal.
Coal Chimney.
In my hole.
Daddy. Oh! Oh!
Oh! All right, fuck that. Moving on. Moving on. Yikes.
I figured it out.
Ryan and I actually just wrote that song. We're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, brother.
And it's straight. Anytime I do any interaction with Chris, it's always like, all right, straight bro.
I don't know how to interact otherwise. It's either that or I'm like, daddy. and then I'm like, okay, daddy. That's it.
What, Pepe? Are you looking at the camera?
No, okay, he's just great. Making sure the batteries are good. Okay. Do we jam out to a very Turner Christmas, or do we start calling some fans?
Oh, let's
chance?
Call fans because I got a peepee.
Yeah, so fans call into our hotline here.
We're gonna chat with them. Chat. We're gonna chat with them.
What was
hello, bestie booze.
Wait,
name of the truckers. It's
are we
Jada.
Calling them live?
Yeah, that was his idea, and I said that's a fucking
no.
Terrible
I told I discussed this on Twitch last night, twitch.tv/RyanTrainer, and I said I said, hey, there's gonna get to a point where I just say, I mean, we're done here, and I'm just gonna hang up on you. Deal with it. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine.
We know these people though. They're good peeps.
Yeah, I picked a bunch here. I'm trying to remember the number.
I want Will though.
I know, but
it's London.
International London.
He's a London fan. We love him.
What the London?
Do you know people used to think Meghan Trainor was British?
They do.
Yeah, and everyone thinks that I'm apparently American, putting
really?
On the British accent for a bit.
For a bit.
It yeah. is like your accents are harsh, both of you, in a good way.
Really, really strong.
Yeah, really strong.
So is sorry. Yours, American.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Maybe because yeah. we're from those places.
Maybe.
Okay.
Perhaps. All right.
The working on it folks. Hotline is 661-491-4363. Call for anything you want. You want to ask us something? You want to tell? You know what are you doing? What's going on? Leave a voicemail or text.
Are they calling for a reason?
We're calling them as part of the holiday special to thank them for listening to Working On It.
Oh, I love that.
Now
that's it.
They're gonna be so excited.
Hopefully, all these so. Mics work. This is gonna be a test. If it fails, it fails. We move on. It's fine. Let's try Jada first. She'll be reasonable.
Yeah, she's a good girl.
What if they keep calling your number afterwards?
Here comes it. It's a
burner. It's a burner.
It's a burner.
Well, well, well.
Jada.
Well, well, well.
Jada. About damn time.
Which obviously, you know, it's working on a pod here. It's Megan and Ryan Trainer, and we have some special guests with us that wanted to call you and thank you for listening to the pod
and for always being here with us since 2014.
How kind of you. Oh, yeah. Period. At least you know.
Period. We got Chris Olsen and we got Maddie. Hey, Jada. I can't remember your last name.
Maddie Grace Jepsen.
Grace Jepsen.
MGJ.
Chris Olsen, I have a TikTok of you going viral because I yelled at you at the Today Show and I said I effing love you.
Oh my God, wait, I know the one you're talking about.
It's Jada.
Oh, yeah. And then I was very awkward about it. I'm like.
You really were.
Did you just agree?
You're like.
Jada keeps
a feisty like, bitch, yeah. She gives
you were like, I love you too?
Well,
like,
no.
Awkward about it.
Okay. Well, you said I fucking love you, right?
Yeah, as I should.
And I think I said I fucking love you too. And then I didn't know where to go from there.
Right. Where do you go?
Where do we go? I guess if we were closer, we would have kissed. But as you see, there's a barricade between us.
And
so,
she's a gal.
Yeah. Well, I've done it before.
You've kissed a girl.
I've kissed a girl.
On purpose?
Yeah. Maddie and I
Chris
actually
Olsen.
Talked about this last night. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, sorry, Jada. Yes.
Oh, Megan, I'm not here for you. I'm here for Chris Olsen.
Sorry.
Now.
I'll shut up. Sorry.
This is Chris Olsen's TikTok.
Absolutely.
Chris Olsen's phone call.
Yeah. Oh my period.
No, Chris Olsen's
this is Jada. Wow. This is Jada's world, and we're living in it. Yeah. Go ahead, Jada.
As it should be.
Well, hurry up, Jada. One last thing. What do you
hurry
got?
Hurry up.
Okay, what do you, hurry up, what? What do you want me to say?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
God bless.
Hey, God bless, Jada. Happy
you.
Holidays. Merry Christmas.
God bless.
Thanks for listening to Working on a Pod.
God
I appreciate
bless.
You.
We
you're
love
so
you.
Welcome.
Love
I
you.
Love you, Chris Olsen. Goodbye.
I love you.
Jada's a real one.
Wow.
Isn't she a blessing?
Wow, yes.
She's like a dove.
Yeah.
I got to give you headphones, dude. You have to hear this.
Oh, Kyra can't hear.
Okay, yeah.
She's a feisty gal. She was like, I'm not here for you, Megan. I'm here for Chris.
That's
she
is. Her whole shtick.
Yeah.
That's her thing.
Right. Right.
Don't be alarmed.
Okay. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, Maddie and I talked about this yesterday. I've hooked up with a woman.
You've put it inside of a woman.
Well, I tried, but it didn't work.
Because it was soft.
Because I was so I was
were
already
like,
out at this point.
It's a cave.
Because I came out at the end of eighth
Wait,
grade.
You came out and then bugged a girl?
Yeah,
she must
at the
pretty,
at the
huh?
end of a senior
was
year of high school.
Was she manly or was she pretty?
No, she was pretty, but it didn't work out. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
He's licked a puss. You ate her out?
I was innocent! You ate Box? Wait, tell me right now.
I could not say it.
You had to say it.
I don't know. It was like skin. It was just like touching skin. It's not that, it wasn't that, I guess, just like, it's when you imagine like,
I don't understand guys that don't do it, to be honest with you. It's a great
period
time.
Straight guy.
Yeah.
Ryan's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't get
Ryan's
it.
Ryan's like,
I don't,
don't
get
worry.
It.
I'm straight too, and I've done it.
All
yeah.
I do is
all I do is
eat it.
Balls.
Okay.
All I do.
Okay.
All
right.
I've done it. Everyone's done it.
Yeah.
You've done it?
This is the holiday special.
Twice.
Woo! Oh my
Look
God.
Look at that. Even mom knew. We had a summer.
Okay.
Maddie, have you?
I've not, but I wouldn't be close to it.
Oh. Our dad's in the room? Clueless. He's just on his phone. Just has no idea.
Wait.
What?
Whoa.
What? It was a crazy
story. Now I'm going to be thinking about who it is.
I had to figure out if I wanted
but
it
I don't
or
want
not.
An image in my head. I got to... Okay. It Here we go. Holiday funny. Special. What?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh my God, Megan, we're so much closer
we're
now.
We're so much alike.
I didn't realize this about us.
Yeah.
Wow.
I needed to know if I was like, you know, into it, and I was not.
Yeah, right.
I woke up, my fucking mouth, my tongue was broken the next day. I was like, anyway.
I didn't have that issue.
You didn't? Because I went above and beyond.
Yeah. You probably did. You probably did. I was not doing it for that long.
I thought it was like a
I
disease.
I would be really
though.
Good.
Like,
you would be, Maddie, as she said.
You would be great at it.
Really good.
With that tongue.
I got a really strong tongue.
Yes, she did.
Wow.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas to one and to all.
Holiday
this
special.
Is not a show
We're
going
to call another guest Let's here. This one's going to have to be explicit on the YouTube. Yeah. All right, here we go.
that
Oopsie butsies.
The clip of this on TikTok is going to be
it's going
wild.
To be it's going to be crazy. Everyone's done it.
Okay.
Everyone's, well, no, you haven't.
No, he did.
You have.
Yeah, of course, Pepe. And come on in here, Pepe.
He has.
We have to be done talking about licking okay. puss. Right?
Well,
he okay, never has. Just... Look at that. Oh, no, he did.
One time.
Did well, you like it? No.
Okay. So, well, like most it. Of us have done that, but I know one boy. Person's the odd one out here. Ryan's never sucked a dick.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Never has.
Boring.
What if I told you? No.
Yeah. Yeah, like, come on.
Yeah. I'm just boring, try. Dude. Just should I just try it? Just I mean, try. I got the talent, right?
Yeah. It's not like
I got talent. The talent. Right.
It's not going to be like, wow, I missed this, you know? It's just like a thing.
Yeah.
Maybe for like that really
it's
big
not
role
like,
no, one day.
My favorite thing wow, to do. Yes.
No, okay. How do I call? Why can't
anyways.
I call this?
Here we go.
I'm wheezing.
This is.
Who is this? Who is this? Kelsey.
This
which
is
one?
Kelsey.
Kelsey Kels.
Kelsey Kels.
She's a good girl.
Good girl.
Yeah, good girl. She's a therapist.
Hello.
Hello.
Kelsey Kels. Hey. It's working on a pod. Megan and Ryan Trainer. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. We're just recording our holiday special here, and we just wanted to thank you for being an important part of working on a pod, supporting, being a guest on our show. And we have some special guests that want to say hi as well.
What's her name?
Get it right.
Are you serious
Maddie
right now?
Maddie Jepson.
Yeah.
Maddie Grace Jepson.
Oh,
yeah.
Maddie Grace Jepson.
And Chris Olsen.
And Chris
hi,
Olsen.
Hi. Kyron.
Hamilton.
How are you guys?
We're really
good. How are you?
Talking about some crazy shit.
I'm great. I'm just, you know, enjoying the weekend. Can't complain. This is awesome.
Yay!
Woo!
What do you do for the holidays?
I'm going to Ohio to see my family. My cousin's wife might have a baby around the holiday because her due date's coming up.
Exciting.
Love that.
Yeah, I'm so excited. How's the pod episode going?
It's so good.
It's
crazy.
A fucking shit show.
Ryan,
it's
what
a,
did we just talk about?
Licking puss. All right, Kelsey. It's a holiday special. It's got derailed.
Ryan brought it up, and we tried him to tell him to stop, but yeah. He just wouldn't stop.
He's just too obsessed of it, Mom.
He kept going.
Not at all what happened.
Yeah.
Legend.
But Kelsey, thank you for being the best. We appreciate you, and
we
thank you for answering
you.
Your phone.
Thanks for answering.
Love you. Miss you guys.
Love you.
You.
Honestly, you have to try it.
Eating.
Okay. Okay.
Megan Trainor told you to. Try
yeah. I've got to. Yeah.
I mean, you might rock someone's world. I don't know.
I would.
You would.
Same with you. Hello. For a dude. Anyways.
We actually did get Chris Olsen something.
We did get you something. We paid for this.
What? Yeah. Shout out Santa Claus. I need...
My best good friend Santa. Who is
Daryl,
in my music
I need
video?
Daryl to text it to me so I can play it.
God damn it, brother. You didn't prepare?
No, I suck.
Who okay, pause.
Who's my kind of present?
Oh.
Hi, Riley.
Riley, how you doing, bro? Beep, beep, beep. Beep.
Oh, he sees himself.
Santa.
Oh.
Our text.
Don't worry about this.
Don't worry about that. Okay. Here comes Santa Claus.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, Chris Olsen.
Chris Olsen.
We had a very special individual.
Honestly, Daryl paid for this.
Yes.
Daddy.
Daddy Daryl got you a gift.
I love you.
Happy Christmas.
And it's from the official Santa J. Claus, who was in your music video.
For I Believe in Santa.
I Believe in Santa.
With JoJo okay. Siwa.
Heard of her.
Is that what you're screaming for?
Yes. Oh, yes. This is a very special message for Chris Olsen. I've been speaking to Megan and Ryan, and they've been letting me know that you've been, well, sort of a naughty boy. You must get your act together, my friend, and get on that nice list. We do not want you on the naughty list for Christmas. Daddy Harry and Mommy Megan, they're going to be so very proud of you, but you must be on your best behavior. You must, my friend. I believe in you. from my heart to yours. May your season be filled with love and joy, peace and happiness, and all good things, Chris, all good things be on the nice list. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Dude, that Santa J. Claus on Cameo, that he went above and beyond. Did you enjoy that, Chris?
I love that. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Santa. I love you. I'll be so good.
Yeah,
I'll
try. Wanted him to say, you've been a bad, bad boy.
But he probably wouldn't.
There's too many
words. On contract.
We wrote an essay, and there was, like, too many letters.
Right. But he, like, edited that video. Like,
yeah,
he
we
gave
didn't
you,
ask for that. He
wow.
did that.
So thanks, Santa.
So, Daddy
Christmas.
All you have to do to be a good boy, I'm also a good girl, is to what? Hang out with me more and do more TikToks.
Oh my God, I always will.
Bye, love
Speaking of that,
stop.
You're going to be doing that right after this. Guys, this was the Working On It Pod holiday special. Thank you so much.
Thank you for our amazing guests, Maddie Jepson, Kyron, you don't have a last name, and Chris Olsen. We love you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
I mean, you want to plug your socials?
Oh,
what do you want to
do here? Oh, yeah. Follow me on TikTok and Instagram at Maddie Grace Jepson. Peace out.
And Kyron?
On TikTok is at Kyron Hamilton.
Hamilton? God, you have such a good damn name.
Thanks.
And
it's
your
elite.
Podcast. And your podcast.
Oh, podcast is at FIWN.podcast, which is Fuck It, Why Not Podcast.
Woo!
I mean, you guys know the other places to find me, but also start subscribing to my YouTube channel, which is just Chris Olsen.
Wait, is this new?
She's up. I mean, there's
Can I be on it?
Yeah. Do you want to?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes, please.
Oh wait, mention your Christmas album.
Oh yeah, you have a Christmas
money
album.
Money Hungry Whores. My managers would love me to mention I did make an amazing. Sorry,
you worked really hard
worked
on
really
it.
Hard.
You should mention
pregnant.
It every year.
It's really good.
I was pregnant with my son. I have a Christmas album called A Very Trainer Christmas, and it is this beautiful album.
It's really good.
It's really good.
I will stream
Check
that.
It out. Stream that.
Yeah.
It's a good
stream
time.
It.
It's on
stream.
Your shirt.
It's on my shirt. Yeah. And your shirt. Oh yeah, this is before my new teeth, so I wasn't as beautiful as I am.
You are always so beautiful.
Relax with the teeth.
I know, but
they look
great.
But you look
my brother took these pictures.
Oh, yeah,
Ryan.
I did.
Ryan took these.
Wow.
With his eyes closed.
Slade. Yep. With your eyes closed.
Well, that I couldn't see. It's a whole thing.
Merry Christmas to
Merry
one
Christmas.
Of us.
Merry Christmas.
Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/RyanTrainer, and Instagram, RyanTrainer.
Get ready for season two, because there's more of this coming your way. What? Okay, there's more.
Next year.
January.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Legendary.
January 4th, for sure. That's okay.
Legendary.
Thank you so much, everybody. This is a shit show. Holiday special.
Last Day is a show about the moments that change us.
I just don't think I will ever get used to this.
I'm Stephanie Wittles-Wax, and I have had one of these moments. We all have. So let's unpack the chaos that is our human existence together.
I don't believe things happen for a reason. I don't believe the universe has a plan.
Each week, I sit down with a new guest to explore happy, sad stories of transformation.
It's leaning far, far into the pain. That's what it is.
Listen to Last Day wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever get hit with a cringy memory of your 13-year-old self out of nowhere, and suddenly you're panic sweating, you're laughing, and maybe a little bit of tears are coming all at once? Don't worry. We all do. That's because being an adolescent is one of the most visceral shared experiences we have as people, and we want to talk about it. So join me, Penn Badgley, and my two friends, Nava and Sophie, on Podcrushed as we interview celebrity guests about the joys and horrors of being a teenager and how those moments made them who they are today. New episodes of Podcrushed are out now. You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.